Shalom Aleichem. Our question today is, where should the tefillin shel rosh be placed on the head? We talked about the tefillin shel yad, and now we are moving forward with the placement of the tefillin shel rosh. So, as it says in the pasuk, "Kshartim la'osa yadecha v'ayu le'totafos bein einecha," it sounds like the tefillin shel rosh should be put between the eyes, but that is not literal. That simply means that it should be centered between the eyes, but it has to be above the hairline. We actually learned that from Gzeirah Shava, which we won't go into. But as Bein Einecha applies to the Tefillin Shel Rosh, but not literally between the eyes, but centered, but on top of the head. So where should it be located? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Makom Anachas Tefillin Shel Rosh, where's the location for the placement of the Shel Rosh? It is beginning from where the hairs sprout. So Tzmichas Ikarei Asar, where the roots of the hair are, and that's above the forehead, up until the place that a baby's head is soft before the skull has hardened. And there's actually machlokis. What does that mean? How high up? We're talking about how far back the tefillin shel rosh can go. So there's an opinion that says it's to the highest point on the head. So that is quite an area that you can place the tefillin shel rosh between the beginning of the hairline and going all the way back to the height, the highest part on the head. Or there's an opinion that says that it's just halfway up the head. So halfway up until the highest part on the head. And that's we are with the shita that we are machmir for. So it's placed at the hairline, and we'll see a little bit above the hairline, and all the way up, you have some area up until halfway up between there and the height of the head. So continuing in this, how about somebody whose hair has receded? So does that mean that he has to put it where the roots of the hair currently are, or where they originally used to be? So it's where they originally used to be, where the hairline used to be, is where the tefillin would be placed. It's very lamaisa for many, many people that the hair begins to recede or has receded. So you put it when you did, where you placed it at your bar mitzvah. You place it where the hairline was. People on the opposite spectrum have hairs growing on their forehead. So does that mean that you can wear the tefillin on your forehead because they have hair growing on the forehead? So the answer is no. You would have to place it where hair typically grows. So the average hairline, where do people normally have their hairline? That is where the tefillin should be placed, even if somebody has hair that grows further down the forehead than that. Continuing, next, halacha mishi yesh lo sarat sheshochvot al hametzah. So what happens if somebody has hair and the hairs, they have the roots of the hair, but the hair is down on the forehead? So we'll be talking about putting the tefillin on the hair itself, and as long as you have hair underneath it, even though the roots are not there, so it's below the hairline, so it's going to be below the hairline onto the forehead, but it's still on the hair. So that is not the case. It actually has to be from where the roots of the hairline is itself, not where the hair is, but the hairline, and above that. In fact, it was the minhag of the Karaim. The Karaites used to put the tefillin on their foreheads. They took it literally, bein einecha, so it was between the eyes. So that would be a real terrible thing to wear the tefillin like the Karaim, and you're not being mekayim the mitzvah tefillin at all. And in addition, it's going to be a bracha levatala. If somebody would say a bracha and put the tefillin too far down on the forehead, so in fact, we should be telling people, if we see that that's not the proper place. Obviously, say it in a nice way, but that's not the proper place to be wearing the tefillin. Another point here is tov lahaniach. This is brought in the Mishnah Berurah. Tov lahaniach es tefillin katsas lemala mehatchalas ikar yasear. Don't put it right at the hairline, above the hairline, but right at the above line. But put it a little above, because the tefillin do move oftentimes, and they can easily fall below the hairline. So we should make an effort to put it a little bit above the hairline in anticipation of the tefillin moving a little bit lower. And the last point for the day, tzorech lechaven et haktzisa, that's the bias. You have to put the bias of the tefillin, shtei munachas bidyuk be'emtzo rochav rosh. We're not talking about the location right now, going from the front of the head to the back of the head, but right to left, that it should really be centered on the head. That is the location. It should be centered. It shouldn't be flopping to the right side or flopping to the left side. That the tefillin should be equidistant, should be centered on the head and a little bit above the hairline. And if it's too much to the right or too much to the left, meaning it's not centered on the head, there are a number of the chronim that have written that that such a person is not being mekayim the mitzvah of tilin, and you really have to be careful to have it properly centered. Have a wonderful day.